Good afternoon. I'm Kaylin DeRaso, a student at TCC West Campus. Today, I'm interviewing Chloe, an ESL student at TCC. The day is Tuesday, October 14th, 2025, and we are at the TCC Northeast Campus. Thank you for joining me, Chloe. How are you doing today?
I'm good today. How are you?
Good. Can you say how old you are and when you moved here to America?
I'm 25, and I moved to Tulsa maybe just 2 months ago.
2 months ago?
Yeah.
So you haven't been here very long.
Yeah, but I have lived in U.S. maybe 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about where you grew up?
I grew up in Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam. It's not the capital, but it's the biggest city in my country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really... how can I say that? Crowded and so busy.
There's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
What is the education like there in Vietnam? Like, the school, is it different here versus there? Is it...
Yeah, I think it's not really different.
It's kind of the same. Okay. I know we talked about a little bit of the culture there. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
We have traditional culture, mm-hmm. and really strong of traditional culture. So we celebrate one bigger festival.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Lunar New Year.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
Yeah, I read a little bit about that.
Yeah, I really love the Lunar New Year because we have maybe 2 weeks off for this holiday.
Oh, wow.
So we buy a new clothes, decorate our house, and visit a relative, and we give the lucky money for children.
You do. I'm sorry.
The lucky money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for children.
So would you say that's your favorite?
Yes.
And is that the Lunar New Year? It's a little bit different than New Year's here, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a moon calendar.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How would you say you maintain your Vietnamese language and culture here?
So we still celebrate our festival in here.
Oh, good.
And I really don't like American food, so we still cooking at home, Vietnamese food. And some people, they come back to my country one time a year.
So you go and visit there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is your family here with you?
No.
No.
I just come here for international visa, student visa.
Mm-hmm.
So I come here alone.
Oh, okay. So you don't like the food here?
Yeah.
It's probably really bland compared to Vietnamese food.
So in Vietnam, we just eat like rice or noodle.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't like cheese and salty. So
yeah.
Okay.
We talked about the festivals. Okay. What was your journey like coming here to America? Did you just fly? Did you?
In Vietnam, I graduated college already. So I go to work. And I feel like I want to study more. So I apply for the study abroad. So I have interview and I get a visa and I go to the U.S. for education.
What did you study in Vietnam?
Business.
Business?
Yep.
Did you get a job related to that?
Yeah.
Cool. Is there a certain reason why you chose Tulsa or Oklahoma?
Last time I lived in Maryland.
Oh.
But yeah, I live with my godmother. So I moved to Oklahoma because I date with my husband.
Mm-hmm.
So I moved to here with him.
Oh, so you're married?
Yeah.
Did you get married in Vietnam or here?
No, or here. Oh, when fun. When I moved to Oklahoma and I married.
Nice. How long have you been married for?
We just married maybe 2 months ago.
Oh, that's so fun. Oh, because you just moved here.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Okay. How do you think coming here to America has affected your life? Do you think that coming to America has positively affected your life, negatively affected your life?
Yeah, I think they have both, because I live far away from my family, so I just meet my family and my country a lot. But when I get married, maybe I feel more better. And about the environment and everything, I think it's better for me. It's really good for me
here?
When living here.
Yeah. Is he Vietnamese as well?
Yep.
Oh, that's so fun. Do you have any... What do you think some of your biggest struggles adapting to America would be? Would it be, like, not being with your family?
I think the biggest difficult for me is about the language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because English is not my first language, so I have... the first time I was scary to talking with people, so I cannot hear anything about them. Like, I'm really scared and they talk too fast.
Am I talking too fast for you?
Yeah, yes, some more.
Okay. Okay. So you've been learning for 2 years?
Yeah.
You speak well. Yeah. I think so. What would you say the biggest difference between the United States and Vietnamese is?
Yeah, I think the people in Vietnam, they live more connected.
Mm-hmm.
Like the neighborhood or the friends, we usually go out together, and my neighborhood know a lot about me. Like where I am study, where I work.
Mm-hmm.
But in American, I saw like they don't care about each other a lot. Like, I don't even know who live near my house and everything.
That's interesting. I've never thought about that. But yeah, I guess in America, we're very like, we do our own things.
Yeah, because in my country, we just have, it's a small country.
Mm-hmm.
So the house is... really close, so we really know each other a lot.
And you guys do the festivals and whatnot together, so I think that
mm-hmm.
we come together as a community. Yeah. We don't here in America. We don't really do stuff like that, so that's really cool. What are some of your favorite things about Tulsa, if you have any?
I don't have any interesting thing, but my family just my husband's family, they just opened a restaurant, a Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh, fine.
So yeah, I'm really happy because I can easy eat Vietnamese food.
Yeah. So you don't have like any favorite holidays here?
Maybe Christmas, because Christmas in my country is not a really big holiday. It's just like normal, but right in here, I saw like Christmas is a very big holiday, right?
Yeah, probably because it's kind of shadowed by the Lunar New Year. What are some things that you enjoy doing outside of school?
Maybe going out with my friend, drink milk tea. I really love boba.
Oh, boba?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. You said you had a job
here? No, the check in my country.
Oh, okay, so you don't work here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's talk a little bit about your experience here at TCC. So you heard about the study abroad in your country?
Mm-hmm.
And you applied for... Did you first apply when you came here? Or did you move to Maryland and then apply?
Yeah, first I applied to Seattle.
Mm.
Yeah, so I first came to Seattle for study. After that, I moved to Maryland with my godmother.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I moved again to Tulsa with my husband.
Seattle is probably a lot more interesting than here.
Yeah, I really love Seattle.
How long have you been attending TCC?
2 months.
2 months, okay. Yep. Have you taken other classes here or just the ESL class?
Yeah, the only ESL class.
What do you think, I guess you haven't been here for very long, but if you had to, if you could explain it, what do you think the community here at TCC is like? Do you feel like it's welcoming or...
Yeah, I think it's welcoming. And first time I have trouble with my document, and the ESL, this is about international student, and she helped me a lot.
Nice.
To solve my problem.
And you found, has it been easy finding friends and?
Yeah, I think this kind of like the same.
Yeah.
The same in Nordics thing.
Outside of the ESL program, do you do any extracurriculars here at TCC?
No.
No? If you could think of any advice for other ESL students, what do you think it would be?
Let's study harder.
Study harder.
Yeah, and come to class on time. Because my teacher, Katie, she give us the test on 9 a.m. And if you late maybe 1 minute, you cannot take the test.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That's strict.
Yeah.
So what is your plans here after TCC?
After I finished ESL, I think I will continue study business, and I really want to open another restaurant, another Vietnamese restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I want a lot of people know about my country food, my traditional food, and that's it.
Because there's not a lot here.
I think they have maybe in Tulsa maybe 3 or 2 restaurants.
Yeah, that's not very many.
Yeah.
So you want to study business, mm-hmm. and so your career goal is to open your own restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you plan to achieve that? Just by going to school?
Just go to school, and I learn how to, like, open my old business from my brother-in-law. They mm-hmm. have a restaurant, and I want to study from them.
Would you work there first?
No, I just have them sometime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you plan on going back home to Vietnam, or are you going to stay here in the U.S.?
I think I will stay here because I'm married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe just visit back to my country.
Yeah. And his family is here with him?
Yeah.
Mm. So, what's the culture like in Vietnam?
Culture?
Okay. So, when you travel back home, to Vietnam, how's that experience different than when you come to the United States?
So, I have never go back to Vietnam since I come here.
Okay.
So, when I go back to my country, the first thing I want to do is go to... traditional food. It's really different from here. And I want to go to do the spa, the nail salon, and a lot of things I want to do when I come back to my country.
Are the nail salons better there than here?
It's not better than here a lot, but the price is really cheap.
Is a lot of things more expensive here?
Yeah, everything.
Everything is more expensive here? Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know the pho or the food? The pho or the noodle? So, right here, they sell, like, 14? 14 for a bowl, for one bowl?
Mm-hmm.
But in my country, you just spend, like, $2, $2, and you can get a big bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
How about the color on the hair dye that your hair?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. In my country, it's really cheap than here.
Like how much?
Like just $20.
$20?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
And your hair, or haircut, or anything.
That's... I might have to go to Vietnam.
Yeah, I think so. Everything is cheaper than here.
So Vietnam is on the shoreline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the beach or
yeah.
Here?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have been to Hilton, Galveston in Texas, and Ocean City in Maryland.
Okay. In Galveston, the water is real dirty and murky. Is that how it is in Vietnam too, or is it clear?
Yeah, I think it's dirty too, but a beach in my country is really beautiful.
Some of them?
Not all of them.
Yeah. I think it depends on the oceans or something like that.
And the people.
Or the people. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What other cities in Vietnam have you traveled to?
I have traveled to Hanoi, the capital.
Mm-hmm.
In Hanoi, they have like two season weather, like in America.
Mm-hmm.
But in Ho Chi Minh City, we just have like maybe two season weather, like just hot and dry.
Oh, okay. It's always hot there?
Mm-hmm. We just have hot and hotter.
Yeah.
It's never turning cold. Never.
So have you... You haven't experienced a winter in Oklahoma then, huh?
Yeah. This is your first time in Oklahoma.
It is... I mean, since, like, recently it's been... It'll get, like, 90 one day, and then the next day it'll be, like, 50.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Maybe not in the winter, but, like, leading up to the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So
when I live in Vietnam, I really wanna wear a winter clothes... But I cannot because it's really hot. We just wear a t-shirt and a sock string or something. And I really want... I watched the Korean movie. So in Korean, they are cold too. So they wear a lot of like cool weather. So I really want to wear that. So when I come to the U.S., I can wear that in the winter.
Yeah. Because it's... Is it... Do you think it's cuter? More fashionable?
Yes.
Yeah. So I read that before Ho Chi Minh City was Ho Chi Minh City, it was Saigon?
Yeah.
Were you alive when that happened? When it changed?
I think they changed a long time ago, maybe. I have not was born yet. So
oh, okay.
Yeah.
I read that a lot of
the war?
A lot of the older people still call it Saigon. Yeah.
The people live in the U.S., they still call Saigon. They don't call Ho Chi Minh City.
Hmm. And it's a pretty big city, right?
Yeah.
Is it different there than how it is in, like, architecturally and technology-wise? Is it different there than here in the U.S.?
I think in Ho Chi Minh City in U.S. it's not really different because almost student go to Ho Chi Minh City to study because they have a lot of university mm-hmm. and college, and the young people still work in Ho Chi Minh City. So that really, it really developed in Ho Chi Minh City.
So it's very similar.
Yeah. And in the countryside, maybe they're different to the countryside.
Huh. All right. I think that's all the questions I have for you. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No.
All right. Thank you.